Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Netflix and Amazon compete in India. Belgium experiences an online-offline divide. And Apple takes a step towards iMessage e-commerce. Both Netflix and Amazon are both targeting the Indian market with the video streaming services in 2016. However, both companies are using vastly different strategies in order to build their presence in the country. Netflix launched at the start of the year and currently makes content decisions from its base in the US in order to make sure any programming has a more global appeal. Netflix chief executive Reed Hastings has said that the company could not try to out Bollywood. Meanwhile, ahead of Amazon Prime Video's launch, Amazon Studios' Roy Price has been visiting India in order to sample local entertainment to find more locally appealing programming, including the newly commissioned Indian language series Bahubali. Analysts have said that this is likely due to the company wanting to more aggressively target local markets in order to build brand trust in India and further the success of its online marketplace in the country. Amazon Prime will also be available at a far lower cost to Netflix, charging only $15 a year for the service, hoping to attract a much wider audience. This compares well to Netflix, which currently charges around $96 per year to target what the company calls Western-oriented elites. Belgium has seen an online and offline divide in 2016 between sales of products and services. Data taken from Q2 in the country shows that whilst 63% of B2C services were bought online, only 8% of products were. Overall in the country, only 16% of sales made online in the 3 months from April to June, but the number of people who bought online through that time period reached 6.7 million, nearly half the population of the country. Most of the online sales came from airline tickets and accommodation bookings, only 15% of which were bought offline. Overall, 84% of B2C sales were made offline in Belgium during Q2. Apple has taken a step towards enabling users to buy items directly through iMessage with a new feature on iOS. Whilst this feature has been available through WeChat for a while, the majority of Western smartphone users have not had the ability to do so yet. However, with the new iOS 10 update, Apple has launched new branded emojis, GIFs, and stickers that will appear in iMessage. It's expected that brands will now be looking to use this new opportunity to use these stickers to market a product whilst providing a link to buy the product itself or within the messaging app. Facebook has been reported to have made a move to acquire the Snapchat-esque social media platform Snow. The service, which is currently owned by South Korean giant Naver, is thought to be worth around $25 million and currently has around 80 million downloads across the globe. Naver has confirmed that Snow is receiving love calls from various companies, but refused to name the companies in question. Meanwhile, Facebook has not confirmed or denied the reports. This comes after Facebook received some criticism after it introduced another Snapchat-like feature to Instagram called Instagram Stories and launched another similar camera feature on its flagship app. Facebook is also currently testing another Snapchat-inspired app called Messenger Day in Poland. And finally, Google's AMP project is causing some monetization issues for publishers. The Wall Street Journal has reported that AMPs are generating less advertising revenue for the publishers, whilst also giving them less control over ads. Multiple publishers are stated as saying that the revenue they are now seeing is as little as 50% of what they were previously expecting. However, the Washington Post and CNN have been quoted as disputing the suggestions that the technology negatively affects revenue, saying that it has had broadly no impact. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.